Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, excuse me. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. 5K a day. How about it? Imagine that. You're just listening to us on the Odyssey app, and all of a sudden someone's like, hey, here's $5,000.
I love $5,000.
Oh my God, I love it too. I love $5,000 so much.
I mean, I usually shoot for 50 or 20 if I can squeak that out of you. But listen, if you'll give me $5,000, I will take
be
that.
Be happy with $5,000. Can you be happy with that? Starting next week.
Trying to go easy on you, but okay. Give me my $5,000.
Well, I'm not giving out the money. So Odyssey's doing it. I'm just reminding you that all you have to do is listen to us. I mean, isn't it easy enough to do? Starting next week, Alice and Odyssey. Have your chance to win $5,000 a day. All you have to do is listen to us on our free Odyssey app. That's it. Download the free Odyssey app. It's spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's tricky. It autocorrects. Odyssey is the name of the app. Log in, listen to Alice for at least 1 hour, and you'll get a daily entry for your chance to be the winner of that day's $5,000. Someone's going to win $5,000 every single day. You don't have to like sign up for a contest. You just have to have the app and listen to us for a cumulative hour a day. 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, that kind of thing. Just be aware that's happening next. Your $5,000 is in the storage room down the hall.
In the lactation room?
That. How did you know? Don't tell everyone where we're keeping it, Ben.
That's great news.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? My key doesn't work to get in there.
How surprising. Total shocker.
Yeah, me too.
Boop.
Huh. That's weird.
Boop. What the?
I'm sure mine doesn't work either.
I thought it might be a good...
sign up to, like, I am a lactator currently.
Yeah, you know, you have to.
But I actually, I know
maybe
for a fact
that... Maybe you have to call Pat in Sacramento.
Right, exactly. Oh, Pat.
Bedside manner, man.
Just... She's gone now.
What do you want?
Yeah, what do you want? Busy.
Nothing.
Oh. What did she say? I'm in my numbers.
I'm in my numbers. What do you want?
You're in my numbers, too.
I don't know. They told me to.
Yeah.
Never mind.
You're the one person I can turn to? Okay. Thanks for your help. Today is National Pass Gas Day.
Which will make my daughters so happy.
Yay.
It's also, I'm not going to take it anymore day. So I'm like, all right, I'll buy it and click on that and see what that's all about. So, and I like the spirit of this, although it is oddly, they keep mentioning like revolutions that have happened throughout, like, you know, the French decided they weren't going to take it anymore. Their revolution, the Americans decided, you know, they weren't going to take it anymore.
Quite right.
They were no longer going to be taking it.
Anymore.
That's right. I'm not going to take it anymore. Day is every January 7th. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Dad. 85 years old.
Happy birthday,
Gentry. You're amazing. Love you so much. I sent them lobster rolls.
That's always a good... That's what you buy older people.
And get them some food.
That's what I do for my dad.
So I'm not going to take it anymore. Day, January 7th every year. The start of a new year, they say, is a good time to reflect on our lives and decide what we want to change about them. It's like, you know, your New Year's resolution, I guess. But they say it's a day dedicated to standing up for yourself, taking control, inspire you to start the new year with a new attitude that combines being strong and honest. You don't have to be angry to participate. You just have to be true to yourself and knowing you've had enough. And some of the ways you can, I don't know, these are activities you can do. Screen your calls. You can see it's your boss. You don't want to talk to him. Just don't pick it up.
What?
Screen your calls. Show your true colors. This is the one day that emotionally you can let it all hang out. Feel every honest emotion. Let everyone know about it through your facial expressions, words, or lack thereof. I'm not going to take it anymore.
All right.
I am highly displeased with what has happened. Play hooky. Tired of school, work, or life?
What are you reading?
I'm
what
reading
is
the stuff
thing?
About it. I'm
no,
not going to take
get
it
play
anymore.
Hooky. This is, I've been talking to my kids. She's already on this. I don't like school. I'm like, you listen to me.
This is the easiest time of your entire life.
Well, but this one teacher, I'm like, then the lesson is you learn how to deal with her. That's what you need to learn from that class, because you will always have people in your life that you have to figure out how to deal with. It's not an option to go left, or in this case, come home and just skip school. Screw you. You're going to school.
Tell her, only tell her about National Pass Gas Day.
Yeah, I'm not
tell
going
her
anywhere
about,
near.
I'm not going to take it anymore day.
Yeah, it's not
there
good.
Are people who need to, you know, it's fine to think about that. You should stand up for yourself. And the older you get, I feel that the easier it gets to do.
You can do both. Just be in a meeting today and
rip one
because yeah. You're not taking it anymore.
Why do I have to hold it?
Yeah.
You know. Don't do that one.
I'm coming in there.
No. Don't do it, man. We got a whole show to do in this room. You keep your stuff in your room.
All right.
Okay, let's start with yesterday we heard that the long suffering divorce of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie had finally been settled.
Mm-hmm.
In a much quicker turnaround, Ben and J-Lo, their divorce is settled.
I saw that and was like, that's how you do it.
Well,
I mean, they were way too loud and in our faces the whole relationship,
but
at least they got it done and moved on with their lives.
There else, I'll give them that they did not have a prenup, by the way. But when it came time to figure out who got what in their, I don't know, year and a half long marriage, they went, I'm just going to take my stuff and he's going to take his stuff and I'm going to give him back his name. And I'm not going to use that anymore.
It should be
J-Lo Fleck.
It would say a lot about a person to be like, well, yes, I have $250 million, but he has $350 million, so I want half of what he has more than me.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we need to leave even Steven.
Like, what?
I know. I'm with you.
So
like,
they're both fine.
They're both blitheringly rich.
Yeah, they're both more than fine.
Right. Some stuff did happen during their relationship, and that's usually those are usually the only amounts that get split up, and they both just walked. They just kept it all separate. Ben has a hugely successful production company, Artists Equity, which he created in 2022. That's a company he has with Matt Damon, and he will keep his stake. He doesn't have to share that. She did, there's a bunch of, Air, Unstoppable, The Instigators, The Accountant 2, all of those, all these movies that got produced by his production company. She worked on a bunch of different movies. Marry Me, which I saw, Darling, Shotgun Wedding, The Mother,
Ew.
This Is Me Now, the album and the movie. And then I don't know what's going to happen with the house, but they bought the house for $61 million. They did reach an agreement on how that will be handled, which is basically, I'm sure they'll split the money or whoever put it. I put in $50 million, you put in $11 million. Okay, we'll put that all back. They didn't have a prenup, and they say that, you know, for the average person, that can be a problem. We're going to work it all out in court, and they didn't need to.
Good.
Yeah. And by the way, the settlement was just, you know, that Laura Wasser, she's like every rich and famous person's divorce lawyer.
I can't picture her, but I know there are a lot of go-to people.
She just mediated a settlement between the two of them. How about this? How about this? How about that? How about this?
That's great.
Boom. Just like that. They're an interesting, obviously we've been following them since the early 2000s. Like, we heard some like that was when Kevin Smith used to come on the show all the time, and he would tell stories about J-Lo just like destroying bathrooms and go into his house and smashing things. And
when you say destroy a bathroom, you mean smelly?
Let's go with that. I don't know. Yeah, I think so. Wasn't that what he was saying? That she just went in there. She like he needed to go catch a flight or something. And she comes over his house that I think he bought from Ben Affleck.
Yeah, so he lives in Ben Affleck's old house in the Hollywood Hills. That's where we worked out.
But she like locked herself in a bathroom.
Yeah.
And were you there?
I wasn't there, but
he came on and told this whole story. I can't remember all the details, but he was just like, he didn't quite know. He was like the guy who had to go catch a flight, and there's this crazy woman in his bathroom locked in there.
He was not a fan of hers.
No.
No, Kevin did not like her.
No. She's still J-Lo the whole time. I mean,
she's Jenny from the block.
But he's a Ben fan, you know? He's a Ben friend.
Yes.
Friend O' Ben. Anyway, they've settled it, so yay them. Britney has, there's a couple things about Britney Spears today. I'll lump them all together. First of all, you know how she was doing that English accent for a while? Well, she switched it up. She's doing French now.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Like, you know how I love accents, so I love when people are doing them. And she's great at it, so.
There you go. It's not great quality, but you can hear a little bit of it.
Hello.
Is that coming?
My son, did
you trace me?
My baby. It goes on and on. Like, it's a really long video of just her talking to her son.
Doesn't she live in Mexico now? Didn't you tell us that?
I think they don't say where they are here.
No, she came back to California.
Yeah.
She always says that when she goes on vacation.
Oh, that she's moved.
That's like a common thing.
I see the house, I see the room that she dances in. You know the one.
Uh-huh.
It has a Christmas tree in it. And so, but here's the thing. Jaden and her other son, I think his name's Sean, she hasn't seen them in years. Like, it's been a couple years. And Kevin Federline lives in Hawaii. And she was like, yes, please go ahead. It's fine. He lives there with his new wife and a bunch of kids and whatever. But they had a holiday reunion. There's actually, she gives him like a sweater.
She gives him a black sweater, and she's telling him how what a wonderful gift that is and how beautiful. And yeah.
Because it's from her? Yeah. So she's like.
Well, that's the weird part, because then you find out it's from her, even though she's talking like somebody bought it for him, which I'm sure someone did buy it for him. And she was probably just
She's just as surprised as he was. It says from mom to Jaden on the package, but we all know what's really going on there. So anyway, they're hanging out by the lavish Christmas tree, and the kids like, well, I hate to say this because this is how jaded I am. Like, I think both those kids are off the payroll now. Like, they've hit 18.
Oh, so now they have to come around for their allowance.
I hate to say it, but that is exactly what I think is happening. I don't know how old the kids are. One of them at least is definitely of age. The other one, you know, may not be. And so it decided not to come to Christmas. But back in November, she was saying that she'd reconnected with Jaden in a face-to-face meeting, shared a phone call with her son so that they could wish her a happy Mother's Day last year. Yeah.
And can I have my allowance? That's my bank account, please.
Sure.
Money, please.
You know,
thanks for the sweater. Where'd you get it so I can go return it and get the $40?
Well, and that might be it too. But honestly, most kids are pretty spoiled today, and I say that by mine included, but you look around and you see most kids are very well attended to, very well taken care of, like in entirety. At Christmas, most parents I know are like, I don't know what to get this kid. This kid's got everything.
Right.
You know, like 40 years ago, kids were going, yeah, I need a bike. I don't even have that. Or
they needed a bike because they actually left their homes.
Right, or
I need
whatever.
I need a hockey stick.
But I imagine those kids have been very spoiled getting a giant chunk of money each month. The dad probably feels like, I got to spend some on these kids.
Right.
I'm getting
all this money's coming in.
You know, 80,000 or whatever he was getting a month, he's got it. So I'm sure those kids are realizing, like, I don't want to work.
You know, do me a favor, look up what she was paying at the height of what she was paying them. Because I think one of them's off the payroll now, or she's not obligated. And I think, I don't know, I'm sure she'd probably help put them through school and stuff. She seems to be such a great mom, you know. But anyway, I went to look for this post that she'd put up on Instagram, but she's since taken it down. But then, of course, I see all the other stuff that she's been up to lately, and it's none of it's in it. It's the same stuff. It's the dancing and the weird outfits and the unflattering angles and the blank look on the otherwise just crazy looking face. It's really, it's all still happening.
Well, do we, I don't know this, and maybe it's not even out there. She's on some kind of mental health medicine, not just drugs for the sake of being high, right?
She, your guess is as good as mine.
Should be.
Yes, she should.
So in 2018, they increased their payments to $40,000 per month.
Per kid or total?
Total. But when Sean Preston turned 18, it went down to $20,000 per month. So there you're right. Yeah, the money's drying. Oh. Goes away.
Okay, so Sean is the older one.
Sean is the older one.
So Jaden is still on the payroll or?
Evidently, this is most updated information I have. Jaden just graduated high school, so he might have just turned 18.
Okay, so now he needs to immediately get back in mom's good graces.
Yeah, I mean, would you?
It's the first thing I thought, Vin. I can't. She's bananas. Oh. We've all seen her Instagram.
Yes. Little update.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, when Jaden graduated high school, that was the end of the payments to Kevin. So yeah, there's no more money going to child support for those two.
So
Kevin.
Basically, they're on their own unless they make nice with mommy. Or get jobs and become functioning adults. That
they
is
love their
also
mom.
Do they? Okay.
They want to spend
listen,
more time with
we don't know what that we dad don't. Was doing. Maybe he was a good guy and got them on the right track and they're going to go to school and find, you know, careers and lives for themselves. I don't know.
Maybe.
And my dad sold me before I was even 16, my dad sold me on, there's no rescue donut for you. Figure it out.
Here's your luggage. Goodbye.
So, you know, I mean, I at least knew clear vision of there's no payments coming your way. They've helped me a few times in total desperate situations.
Well, and sheltered you and housed you when you needed real
help.
They gave
me
a
lot of help in those ways.
They're not bankrolling you.
But no, they never were, you know, we'll put you up for the first 5 years of your, you know, moving out of your house. That never happened.
I actually really believe that the richer your parents are, the more doomed you are. Like I do think that it's, I mean, I think it's like super obvious. Like you always hear about these kids of stars or, you know, kids of people like the, who's that greasy bear guy, you know, Lindsay Lohan is a fire crotch.
Well, okay. I will. That's a mean thing to say to someone. Red hair does not mean you're on fire. It's very pretty. Don't let these people undermine your confidence, redheads. Anyway.
Lindsay.
Right, Lindsay. Yeah.
No, I mean, he's just, you know, that's a kid who never had to work.
I know, but we hear about those cases because they're extreme drug addicts or extremely,
sure,
you know,
losers.
Problematic. Right. There's major problems. I bet you there are plenty of kids who were like, I got the world by the short hairs and all I got to do is stay alive. Why would I ever do anything wrong when I got everything I need. I ski in Vail all winter and I spend all summer on the beach in Hawaii. Where's the problem?
Yeah. Well, the problem is always the hangers on the drugs. That's what it comes down to.
I want to believe there are kids who have
there
it.
Are,
they're working
I'm
the
sure.
whole thing to perfection.
I think so. And a lot of times, you know, the parents instill good work ethic. How do you think they got that money? You know, other than the heirs of the oil tycoons, you know, those people, they're lost cause. But, you know, people who worked hard to get where they are, kids see that as they're growing up. I mean, one would hope. Okay, I'm totally out of that. Oh, let me just quickly finish up my Britney roundup. There's the biopic. We talked about this a little last year based on that book of hers, The Woman in Me. It turns out John Chu is going to do it, which, I mean, he's a totally legitimate
big time
filmmaker.
Is that the guy that just did Wicked?
Wicked, yeah. And he's going to do the Britney biopic. So he's saying, basically, I am working on this. It is in production. It is not cast yet. He has a vision of how he wants to produce things, and she is going to be, quote, very involved. I don't know if she's not playing herself or anything, but
I think after one day on the set, she's going to be ejected.
Yeah.
And her picture will be in the at the front gate. Do not let this lady in.
Yeah, she's banned from the set. Put her up in the office. She can play with Dad's calculator up there. All right, so anyways, there's that. There's your Britney roundup. What do you got for me, Ben?
Well, I've got good news because the Consumer Electronics Show starts today in Vegas, which means I've got a little bit of the new stuff, but also that probably means an appearance from Scott Budman is very soon. Not next, but, you know, okay. Hopefully this week.
At some point.
After these, though.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Not that much. Not so far this year, anyway. It's Alice at 97.3.
Such a show-off. My goodness. Did you see her in here doing her exercises right in front of me like that?
Yeah. What are you talking about? I stretched my arms over my head.
And squats and the whole thing. I was like,
squatting. I was just bending over.
Well, you kind of do the potty squatty sometimes when you're stretching.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's okay. I like it. You know, I like you. I you know.
Oh, I get.
There
well,
you are
I
showing
do that.
Off.
I think it's called the horse pose or something.
What?
Beat down.
Horse pose.
Horse. It's horse
Look
pose.
Get her showing off. She's still doing it. Everyone
not showing off. I'm just stretching.
I like
my
it.
God,
keep doing it.
Just sitting there waiting for the song to end. And I'm like, can these guys stop singing already so I can get back
for
on the air?
For the best song ever to end. And right. I was thinking, please let another verse, guys.
Yeah. Hey guys, check out our Instagram at Alice973. You can see pictures from the show and see all the links from our personal profiles.
Sheesh.
I don't know. I didn't know it was going to go on the air. I just took my surprise.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's in Pleasant Hill.
Oh.
Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's Jack's, everyone.
Go check them out in the new year.
Jack's.
Do it.
Go to Jack's. For sure.
When I walked out my door this morning, I hadn't heard it all night. But the wind was howling. Like, as soon as I opened up the door, you know that, like.
How so surprising.
That was my best impression of it. But it was, yeah.
Well, I mean, you're. You've had tornadoes recently. You must be very sensitive to that.
Like you're doing Foley over there.
Right. I felt like I was in the storm.
Really good.
If we could isolate that and just use that next time we have like a
Can
big
you stop
storm
with
story.
All this isolating? What's wrong with you?
No, we need to start saving some new clips, Ben. We've lost all our other clips. We need some new ones.
We can't just save every dumb thing we do.
I think the only thing that we have in this new era, the new thing is treat yourself a round of
Oh, that is
sausage,
a good one, though.
Which is a good, a solid one, right?
The best part is that the...
Oh. Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Oh. He realizes. That's you know, me. It's like that moment of realization.
Oh,
like,
darn. Oh. I'm on TV and like, that was so dumb.
100 times a day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nobody Sunny, windy, warmish.
Oh, yeah. But they're saying, get warm.
Mm-hmm, they're saying there's no rain in the forecast for at least a week,
oh, boy.
If not longer. And that's not great news.
You're right.
Like that's you know, how we end up in these drought months when we don't get anything during January.
The season's like front loaded and then goes, mm-hmm. Okay, see you next year.
Poof. Exactly.
Ugh.
So we'll see. Right now, though, clear for at least a week.
Okay. I'm going to try to enjoy that because everything is so soggy right now.
Right. Today, 60s, sunny, windy.
Great. Sounds wonderful.
Boom. Okay, I mentioned the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. It starts today. Mm-hmm. So this is the place where all the new gadgets get unveiled, and some of them are cool, and some of them are the beginnings of something that will someday be cool, and others are just downright stupid.
Yes, that is true. But good for people for keep on keeping on and trying new things. And
you come up with an idea. I remember, and I still don't know if it will become a thing, but I remember Amazon, Bezos was on 60 Minutes talking about how he's going to deliver everything with these drones.
Mm.
And I just, the idea of it, the air pollution of that, the whole, all over every neighborhood in America,
right?
There's Amazon labeled drones dropping stuff out of the sky. Doesn't seem like it'll ever happen, but, you know, it's hard to tell Bezos he can't do things right. when he's done all the stuff.
He started with books. I know.
Books.
In that little office that there's pictures of it where they're just like, oh yeah, this is our new, we're
books,
trying something out.
Everyone.
Right.
Nobody reads.
I think.
Well, I mean, I read, but you know.
Don't say nobody reads.
Well, most people don't.
People should read. It's so
I know,
fun.
It's
God,
the best.
What an incredible escape.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. A robot vacuum.
Robot vacuum.
We have a Roomba at our house, which would be considered a robot vacuum, and it's great.
Yeah.
And the missus will unleash it at night, and it'll pick up dog hair, and just that you still want to do your own vacuum, you know,
so
once a week.
Perfect.
It's not perfect, but it will cruise the house until it gets caught somewhere picking up dog hair and other stuff, and so it's a good supplement. I wouldn't consider it your only option. But this thing, a robot vacuum, this has an arm that will pick stuff up out of its own way.
Oh. Like if there's a pillow on the ground, it'll
They say it's not able to pick up much, like a sock or something.
Oh.
So a pillow, probably not.
But a sock or a Kleenex or something could be a problem if it rolled over.
Yep. It's a prototype, so no word on what the pricing will be. They say it'll probably be over $1,000. But this thing can pick up small items that weigh less than 11 ounces, and it will move them out of the way so it can vacuum underneath them. I don't know.
What about a phone weighs? You think a phone weighs a pound? There's no way this is a pound, right?
I feel like it is.
Like 1 pound, do
yeah.
you think?
Hmm. I don't know. Hard to say. It's one of those weird, like...
Right. Like, which weighs more, a pound of lead or a pound of wool? Which
I just mean that when you think of things that are heavy, you know what, like your max lift, you go, oh, I can't lift that.
Right. Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But your
you
least
might, right.
amount of weight?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Like what is, isn't a piece of mail like for a standard stamp, it's a 2 ounce. And I'm like, well, I guess that's what a piece of paper and an envelope weigh because that's what it is. What is it?
I was going to tell you, phones weigh as little as 6.1 ounces and as much as 8.45 ounces.
Look up what an iPhone 16.
Yeah. What's the new?
What do you have?
I don't have a 16, but the 15 Pro Max is 7.8.
Oh, so
you're
not
saying
a
this
pound.
Is less than half a pound?
Yes.
Now, they're talking about without a case, though.
No, this is just one of those little light cases. It's not a little, you know, little plastic case. It's not one of those big, you know, those Mondo ones that people have with like the. There's like a battery pack on the back
things,
and everything.
Yeah.
No, this is, so you're telling me this is about a half a pound. This is the big one, right?
Yeah. Because
there's smaller screens too. Funny. Interesting. Okay.
Again, these are
So it can
items.
Pick that up. It
yeah.
Can, you said 11 ounces, right? So yeah, it'll pick your phone up off the ground.
Electric roller blades. So and you might say, well, look, I went through this with a bike. I was like, electric bikes, you losers, pedal your ass up the hill. And then it turns out e-bikes are the only bikes anymore.
And they're so great.
Everyone wants them, and they're really more like motorcycles.
It put bike riding back in my, bike riding with in quotes, back back in my life. Like, there's nothing like riding a bike, but not every place is flat. And I hate hills.
Right.
And I remember being at our old building, and Carmella, is that her name?
Yeah. From Specialized.
She brought over the new Specialized bike, and we hopped on it out front, and I turned the corner onto, was that Broadway
it's
right
Broadway,
there?
Broadway, yeah.
And it's a hill, and I went, oh my, you just touch the pedal, and the bike just flies away.
Springs forward.
Springs forward like it's nothing. And you know, I was like, this is the most useful bike I've ever sat on.
It's
ever.
What it feels like, it's what it must feel like to be Superman. Look how easy this pedaling is.
Right.
To have it be that, like, supercharged.
Yeah. And if you want to work out, great, get one.
Talked to people, and honestly, when I ride my mountain bike and I do go up hills, I'm so slow. I want to sweat, and that's what I'm there for, is to work out. I'm absolutely just going 1 mile per hour,
right.
But grinding the whole way. But I have seen people on these e-bikes, and you go, that's so much more fun. And they're getting a workout,
so
but they're
more fun.
They're just getting up and down, you know, getting everywhere. They're actually doing mileage instead of creaking along, sweating.
But you're getting a great workout.
That's
in
what I think the e-bike, man, I'm looking at them now going, yeah, that's probably the move. Then I can go farther. to even use, like, to go get groceries. Yep. I can ride my e-bike instead of getting in the car. I used to have an e-skateboard that my brother got me for Christmas.
Oh, I vaguely remember that.
And it had
that.
These two pads on top of it. And so you would lean on the front pad and it would, you'd go forward. You didn't have to do anything. You just, now you're
now
rolling.
No kicking, no more.
No more. There's no kicking on that skateboard at all. And then the back pad was like to slow down, but you didn't really need it. As soon as you took, it's like all those E things. As soon as you take your foot off it.
1 foot driving.
It just
right.
goes slow. So anyway, I loved that thing. It broke. It stopped taking a charge. But I realized.
Well, you were using it all the time. Was it really heavy?
It was. Mm. But I would take it, like I'd go drop my car off to get repaired and like, you know, oil or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
And then I'd skateboard home. Except I wasn't skateboarding. I was just standing on this pad and it was going. Ding, 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 ding. It's amazing.
Incredible.
Electric rollerblades. Do
you
need them?
How come you didn't get another one?
I may.
Well, when that is that going to happen?
Well,
you're
I don't
so
know.
Resistant to electric things.
To be honest, I just haven't researched it. That thing broke over a year ago and I just haven't. But I'm not opposed. It was great. It really did work.
Electric rollerblades, though, huh?
You wear the battery around your waist like a belt, and you control the speed with a remote. The top speed is 18 miles an hour.
Oh.
Wow. You know, here's the thing with little wheels and little, like, a little pebble can be a big problem. Like, even on a skateboard, you hit something just right, and that thing stops.
Absolutely.
And you keep going.
And there are people who maybe roller skated a little bit and they're like, I used to do this. This will be fine.
Rollerblading is a whole another set of skills.
Yeah, that's
really,
it's something
like
else
skating.
Though. And it, were you good or did you just do it a few times? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's a difference between getting back on it and
right.
having
if
been
you were awesome. Like if you were always down there by the beach in Venice on your inline skates or whatever they're called, rollerblades, then maybe this is for you. Otherwise, no one should be just flying around with their shoes taking them 18 miles an hour. Stop it with this already.
Anyway, the Consumer Electronics Show is happening in Vegas. Usually Scott Budman, you know, is out or at least getting all these products to get a look at them. So we'll have him on hopefully later this week to tell us more. An electric salt spoon, a table with working legs called Mimo. It walks around. A stringless guitar.
Oh.
It's an adult version of those push button guitars for little kids. So you'll pay $500 and you'll actually be, it'll be like you're playing guitar. You're not, but push button guitar sounds.
That's so, lame. So it's going to be like, will it be like fretted guitars and you put your hands in the same chord situations? That's incredible. I got to see that.
They say,
go back one before the moving table.
The table with working legs.
No, one before that.
An electric salt spoon.
What is that? What is an electric salt spoon? And who needs it?
It's been in the works for a while and went on sale in Japan last year. A weak current of electricity hits your tongue and makes stuff taste saltier than it really is. They're $125 in Japan and you can't get them in the U.S. but they're coming. And so the current of electricity that hits your tongue, if you're a salt junkie, but you know, your doctor has said, what are you doing?
You got to cut it out.
This might be for you.
Okay. So you're going to just electric shock your tongue.
I don't know. I mean, look, I don't even care about salt.
Yeah.
I really don't.
You're
but
lucky.
I grew up in a house where like when I was a boy, my Uncle John lived with us and my dad, they would sit there with the salt shaker and giggle as they'd both see who put more salt on their steak.
Too much salt is as bad as no salt. It's horrible. Yeah, salty.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I like that crunchy sea salt now. We have a little jar of that on the table, on the counter. I just pick that up. Do it right on the counter. Roll my egg in it. I do like an egg.
You love food.
I do. It's true.
In general. Mm. How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts, Vinny.
The dog that played Toto in The Wizard of Oz was a female Cairn terrier named Terry. She made 23 total movie appearances, including three that were playing in theaters at the same time in the fall of 1939. Ooh. The Wizard of Oz, The Women, and Bad Little Angel.
Oh.
Terry, the terrier. Big star.
Cairn Terrier.
C-A-I-R-N.
That's Cairn. I always thought that thing was a Yorkie.
I think the Yorkie is what my mom has now.
Oh, does she really? They're so cute. Cute.
They are cute. She said it was impossible to housebreak, though. Like, it was.
Oh, no.
She had never been more regretful of getting a pet in her life than by the fourth week. And this dog was still just looking up at her, whizzing on the carpet. How you doing?
I'm over here whizzing.
Oh, my God. You can't. What do I do to this?
It's what did just, she find? How did she? Did she get like just, a water bottle? Like, what do you? What do you just squirt her in the face?
She just lived like that while trying to train the dog. That's what oh do you do? God. What are you gonna do?
Well, I don't know. Don't you rub the dog's nose in it and
no,
there's none of that. Outside, let's go.
No, you don't do that.
Yeah, she did feel like she was living outside though. To not.
Right, because she didn't want to have to clean her rug over and over. Oh my God.
Every dog comes with its own thing, man.
Really?
You look at the brands and you go, that brand seems delightful.
Let's go to those.
And then you find yourself with that brand and you go, this dog with its tail feathers or whatever, like the our Aussie, there is poop attached to that thing all the time. I'm like, oh my God, we have to go hose the dog.
Can you shave all that stuff
off? Well, you can, but you're not supposed to, and it's not really my dog. Otherwise, I would shave that dog's ass. Shave it.
Right.
Shave it
That's
all the way
I'm
off.
That's what I'm thinking. Like,
yuck.
You got to get that off of there.
It's a wonderful dog. It's a very cute breed. It's so funny how it will walk in front of you because it's leading you. Mm. But then it stops because it doesn't know where you're going and looks back like, you still with me? Okay.
Where are we going again? Do you mind this point? Point over my head.
That's the weirdest thing. Nope, not going over there. I'm going over here. And she runs around and gets
she's
back
all just like, no, I'm gonna. I'm just trying to round you up. I just need you to be where I know where you are.
So weird.
I actually keep a patch of real grass in my apartment for our little dog. Because
now the little dog can use that.
Yeah.
Boy, you and you have a couple leaky dogs at your house.
Very leaky. Very leaky.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Be careful with the e-bike, says 510. A friend's house burned down from their e-bike.
That feels isolated. But yes, you know what? There's so many things to be careful about with your e-bike, as in don't run anybody over. Don't go too fast. It's heavy. Watch out for kids. Watch out for other pedestrians. Don't get hit by a car. Watch out for doors opening. You're going 25 miles an hour. What are you thinking?
Listen to this, Sandy.
But also, you don't want it to burn your head. Oh, your mom?
510 says, Yorkies are notorious for not being housebroken.
Oh.
Another 510. Different number. My friend had a Yorkie that was never house trained, still whizzed and crapped in their room until 14 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's not.
Oh, my God.
You don't go to the bathroom in the house or you don't get to
be in the house. That's. Having a dog is a huge responsibility, and getting a puppy is a ton of work, and you think they're so cute and it's going to be easy, but honestly, you can create your own worst nightmare by not training that dog. Where's Caesar? We need the dog whisperer in here.
530 says, dogs are overrated.
Ah! Boo! Boo!
There's nothing like a good dog. There's nothing like that. Your dog,
you have to put in the
dog.
Work, though. You just said it. You have to train them, or you spend years of your life just trying to deal with
the no one
situation.
To blame but yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Twisted Sister is not Quiet Riot.
Oh, did we get the wrong?
I did. I did. Everybody, I'm a human being.
You know what though? I didn't.
I make mistakes.
I didn't notice. That. So I'm just as bad as
I
you.
I may have misheard, but did Maddie just say Quiet Riot for We're Not Gonna Take It? It's Twisted Sister.
Is it Twisted Sister or Quiet Riot?
It is Twisted Sister.
Is that Quiet Riot? I would have said, I would have bet money.
Well, hold on a second.
Let's what was this. Quiet Riot's big hit?
Hold on a second.
Come on,
we shouldn't talk
feel
about,
the night.
Yeah, we shouldn't talk about this.
Girls, rock your boys.
What's coming up in the trash?
Things that have nothing to do with classic rock, I'll tell you that right now.
Thank
you. Engagement, real estate, and The Last of Us.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.